This episode is brought to you in part by Thomas Nelson, publisher of Now and Not Yet. Pressing in when you're waiting, wanting, and restless for more. Written and narrated by best-selling author Ruth Cho Simons and is available everywhere audiobooks are sold.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hi, guys. I'm so glad you could join us for this very special episode where we are talking all things Taylor Swift and the Enneagram. Guys, this is an episode long time coming. You know I had to have my comrade in all of this with me today. Welcome, Melody, to the show today.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, it's so wonderful. Melody is our expert in-house Taylor Swift residential, knows everything about her. So we're going to talk about a lot of what she has to say today about not only Taylor Swift, but we're going to walk type by type through some of the most important songs for you to be listening to. If you're like, what's happening right now? It's the week between the Grammys, where she basically stole it all. And then we have her with the Super Bowl this coming weekend. So we're like, this is the time to do this episode, right?
Yeah.
So, and Melody was in a good place. She is riding high in school. She got a 98% on her college ethics test. And we are really happy about that. We also have school going on here right now at Enneagram and Marriage.
Yes, please check out the Enneagram Marriage Certification course, which I've actually completed. And it is so amazing. Aww, so many great reviews. So please check that out.
Oh, thank you, Mel. I literally was shocked when you took it last summer. That was such a joy to me. And I noticed you also took the Truity test on just vocation this week of your own accord. And that was so fun to see that you're very good at persuasion. So thank you. You got like 100% in that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, Melody, you're like our Margaret. You're like, okay, never mind. We have to let her do whatever career she's going to do. I cannot be that aggressive, assertive seven, but thank you for all your help here. So we're so grateful for that. We have our certification going on. For those who are just wanting more E&M time with us, we also have February 12th, Monday night, a special sort of pre-Valentine's free time for everybody. So make sure you stay close to our emails so that you can get all the information about all of this and the discounts and all the things. I feel like there's so many wonderful conferences going on right now, et cetera. So just make sure you're on our email list, in our Facebook group, on our Instagram stories. That's where we try to do it all. And we have a lot of fun with it. So today, as far as our family, we have our guys out of town. So we're in our work era, but also a couple of our show eras, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which ones are you most excited that we're like maybe going to get a little more chance to watch versus just psych with Dad and Jack?
I think we're going to try to watch some This Is Us this weekend and mm-hmm. and Gilmore Girls and maybe just some like other movies we've been waiting to watch because we just can't like figure things out. Or mm-hmm. there's been a couple like random shows we've been wanting to try out that we have mm-hmm. to put on hold. So
we'll yes, we have guys who are very, very social in our family. Maybe some of you have that social instinct and you can relate to like how that is so hard to agree on family shows sometimes. So we miss them, but we also are like, okay, we have some things to get done.
Yes.
Because they're so social. Yeah. So I'm so glad you guys probably can well relate as we get started on the Taylor Swift, et cetera, wonderful songs and commentary. Before we get that, we also have fun Taylor Swift news that I think the world sort of was getting sneak peeks of this week for those Taylor fans out there. What was that, Melody, that we're learning about?
Her new album, I think it's the Tortured Poets Department, is mm-hmm. coming out in April. And I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I think it's going to be more like folklore than like the rest of them. And that's always our favorite album. So we're really excited.
Yes. And what were a couple of the songs that you were like very keyed in on?
Well, there's one called like Florida, which was so odd for us Floridians. And
Yeah.
then, and it was like three exclamation points. I was like, that's an attack. Like, what is that? And then there was a song that was like So Long London or something like that, which was totally aimed at Joelle, her ex. And then there was one like, But Daddy, I Love Him. And I was like, what is this? Like, that's gonna be dramatic. So, or The Smallest Man in the World was one of them, which that one sounds like it's gonna be really cool. So I'm excited for it. I think it's gonna be one of her deeper albums.
Oh, I'm so glad. And are you excited to watch the Super Bowl? Are you watching it?
No, I'm not
Yeah.
actually. We're actually going to a friend's house. We're probably just gonna watch like a girl version of this Super Bowl, like an
I love
equivalent.
it. Oh my gosh. Yes, we know that a lot of Taylor fans were converting all the way over to Super Bowl, but I can imagine you will be just hitting highlights.
Yes, I'll probably still find out about it also, though.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Our 9, 6, and 3s find out everything before everybody else. So I will hear about that from you. And so that is hilarious. Thank you for sharing that news. Let's step into the nine types, guys. These are the songs that when we talk a lot about the, obviously this is a for fun episode, of course. But when we talk about our lament and our gratitude, when we're thinking about love, I think Taylor Swift does a really good job, and so does Mel, of giving us some of those ways to do that. Now, we're both positivity types, so sometimes we don't even want to do our emotional processing. And so we obviously have our spiritual practices for that. But in the musicality sense, we think she does a really good job of helping you to delve into, just these places of, like you said, the tortured poet part of us, to know, like, what am I even grieving? What is the injustice? And sometimes it's wrong and you want to turn that song off, whoever the artist is. Sometimes it's right on. And when we're listening, we're like, oh, this is good for this type or that type. So this is how we're basing these laments for sort of the sad song you might want to listen to, or the heartbreaking song, if that's your type, as well as the song that really might just help you to feel like, oh, yes, this is it. This is what I love about my marriage, or this is what I hope to find in a marriage. Okay, anything else that you wanted to add, Mel, before we hop in?
No, I don't think so. Let's jump into it.
Okay, so for type ones, what did we have for their lament song, and what did we have for their celebration song?
So for type ones, for the lament, we had This Is Me Trying from Folklore. And then for their celebration, we had Gorgeous from Reputation. And I think that's a really like beautiful contrast, because This Is Me Trying like sums up the whole one thing with just trying so hard and it's unachievable when it's not done the right way. And then Gorgeous is just like this fun celebration of honestly, like themselves, which is great.
Yeah, and you've loved both of these songs, even as a non-one too, which I think is fun for all of us when we're in the one space, right?
Yeah, definitely. Leaning into that one wing. Yeah.
And Wes has dad has mentioned, like, that this is me trying. He's like, oh, that's
Yes.
a good one. I like Gorgeous because it speaks to the physicality and the experiential qualities of a one, because they're really going for it when it comes to looks. They're like, I want to be attracted. And she can't seem to help herself in that song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for type two, we had sort of a semi-positive song for even the lament, because twos are a very positive type, but we also sense some negative within it. So that's Mastermind. And then we also have for twos their joy song, which is You Are in Love. So what do you have to say about either of those?
You Are in Love is one of my favorites. It's like super
Oh.
underrated, and I think it's just a beautiful one because it like highlights twos like being best friends with their spouse. I think that's like really common. So I love that song. And then Mastermind is like just a culmination of all of Taylor's like mastermind that she is, and I think that's really cool. Like it really sums up all of like Swiftie's theories and stuff, and I think that that like kind of describes twos as well and their relationships, which is just great. So yeah.
Yes, and not only do twos mastermind, sometimes it can get manipulative. So that's why I said, okay, this is their lament when it's like, oh man, I didn't get what I wanted and I was working so hard for it. But some, as we can see at the end of the song, they do get what they wanted. So you said the Swifties are always trying to figure out what are the codes and the Easter eggs in her songs, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So we had for three, Call It What You Want from the Reputation album as your lament song, and then Look What You Made Me Do. I had some hard times, so that's actually, I gave two of them for their lament song, and then two positives, the Bejeweled and the Lakes, for their positive songs. This is because threes are really intense when I talk to them on Instagram. Quite honestly, I already had that this week where they're like, I want Bejeweled. And I'm like, okay, but I have other songs for you too. So any comments on any of those songs?
I think it's funny how you chose Call It What You Want for the lament, because it's always stereotyped as like positive love song, but like I've always thought it was kind of weird with like the I brought a knife to a gunfight line and stuff. Like, that didn't sound like a love song. You know, like, I think it had a lot of that lament in it. And then just like the lakes and everything is like so perfect for summing them up in general. I think it's such an underrated three song. So I love that you chose that one because I wouldn't have even thought of choosing that one.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, I loved how we kind of divided these up. And I also love how with that call it what you want, there was this line that stuck out to me, all the liars are calling me one. And so that was like, okay, threes get called on some of the harder pieces of their self-deceit. And sometimes it's just so meaningful when they can kind of come back and say, look, I've risen up again and I have done my best. And that's also where I went with that other piece. But like I said, I did take threes. Look, what you made me do was also me saying from three's perspective, like I rose back up and I am going to make sure justice is served. Okay, what did we have for fours?
Before, as we had Haunted and Sparks Fly, and also Folklore as a whole is just type fours. We had to add that, but
Yes.
I think Haunted and Sparks Fly are such fun songs, especially because Haunted is like, I feel like, kind of underrated, and Sparks Flies is like the basic song that like describes Beak It Out. So I think it's cool to have that contrast of like the most popular song and then like one of the smaller ones, but they can both be like a piece of the type four.
Yes, I love that too. Hannah's favorite album is Folklore, and I don't think you can get away from Haunted without bringing fours in because they feel so haunted all the time. And it's underrated, like you
It's so
said. So
good.
go back if you have a four space or you're not familiar with that. We need you to go back to Haunted. It's so good. But Sparks Fly is so magical. So that is two. Okay, type fives. We had Don't You on the Fearless album, as well as Gold Rush from Evermore. So if you're a five, you might connect with these songs in your lament or in your joy. And what do you think about those songs? Any commentary?
I love the song Don't You. We got obsessed with that like a year ago, and
Yeah,
it's
we
like from the
did.
vault from Fearless, so like not many people know of it, but it is such a good song, and I think it's just like perfect for the five because it's like, don't smile at me and act like I don't exist, you know, like the fives are like, please don't, like I don't want to handle that emotion. And then Gold Rush is just like such a good song about like fives observance because it's all almost from like a third person point of view, like they're looking at this girl and like admiring her. I mean, like, why can't I be like that? And I think it really sums up Five's like observational skills.
I think that makes sense. And even just talking about it with Melody is actually so neat because I think we even have both little bits of angles why we connect with different songs. And I bet you, now it's making me think, you listener out there, you're probably having even a different experience of why these songs might fit for you. And moving around a little bit because you brought some perspectives I didn't even think of. So that's so cool. But yeah, it was like the emotions, like I thought these songs were fun, but I felt like they were head types of songs, like don't break my heart, don't get me caught up in that. So type six, what did we have for that?
For type six, we have Hits Different from Midnights, and that's from like the newer version of Midnights, and Message in a Bottle from Red.
I think Hits Different was it originally like only on Target or something?
And then it was like in the Till Dawn edition of
Okay.
Midnights. So
Yeah, you
that's
know
a
them
fun
all.
song. I like the bridge to that song. I don't like the rest of it that much, but for some reason, I'm like
That
addicted to the
bridge is
bridge.
addictive.
I always love the bridges, but
Yes,
that
he
one's so good.
does.
So
Yes,
I
and the
respect
melodies.
that one for sixes for bridge purposes. And I think Message in a Bottle is a fun one too. I don't listen to it that much, and I was literally thinking about it yesterday. I was like, this is a cute song. Like, I don't know why I never like think of the song more. Like, you know, it has a lot of depth to it, and it's just a cute like love song, you know,
It
like a
is.
message in a bottle. Like, it's super simple, and I love that because a lot of the time I'm left like wondering like what was the meaning behind that. And for this song, I can just like have fun and enjoy it, you know.
Yes, and I think with sixes, that's exactly what they need in their
You need
love
to
is they
calm
come
down.
out of the head. She talks in that song about being terrified a lot, but you get the fun, the beat of it. And I know when Jack connects with songs, he loves Charlie Puth, he loves Jonas Brothers, he loves a good beat to get out of the head into the body. So make sure you listen to that song, sixes. Okay, seven. I know what I did, Mel.
Oh my gosh, you gave yourself the best song in cinematic history. Like, what? In the whole music industry, you chose the best song. Well, sevens are All Too Well, Sad Girl Autumn, 10-minute version from Red, Taylor's version. And This Love would be the other song for sevens, which is also an amazing song from 1989, Taylor's version.
Oh
So,
dear, sorry.
All I have to say about that is that song's a masterpiece, and I'm really glad that you got it.
And here's our classic new line. You guys have heard us, and what those who are like E&M fans have heard us walk through the lines of like, all shored up. We've talked a lot about dysregulation, etc. Now the new phrase is hate to say it, that as you probably remember, my Aunt Darlene coined.
Yeah, she
So
did.
hate to say it, this is the seventh song. But I'm gonna back it up, guys. From the this love piece, there's a lot about freedom in that, and like this love came back to me, and I have had to experience that many times where I'm like so feisty, and then I'll like let go of whatever opinion I have and see what happens, and that's always better versus the planning fixation of the sevens. Now the reason I took the 10-minute version was because it takes so stinking long for us sevens to get into our emotions that I was like, I need this whole 10 minutes, and then I might get there to process what happened.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, so that's why, but you are all welcome to do the same thing with me. So, okay, who did we have and what did we have for eights?
For eights, we have Blank Space and State of Grace. And I think Blank Space is a very like type A song. It's just like super straightforward and clear, but it's a fun tune. And then State of Grace is like, I love that song. It's just like, I feel like it's so
Yes,
much
it's
depth
fire.
to it, and it's just like, even just from like the opening lines, like there's just so many like sides to it that are so cool. So
And eights really see their vulnerability unwrapped in that song because she talks a lot about how she didn't expect to have her heart taken, which I think is very eight. And also the blank space, I saw Travis Kelce said about that song that he's really like wowed by it. So
wow,
okay.
if he said he liked the song with like deeper meaning, I would have been more shocked. But Blank Space is so such a basic answer for like a what's your favorite song?
Okay, well, more on that later. But eights, I love you, and so does Mel. She has a very strong eight wing, so she is all. Do you like Blank Space?
Yeah, and I especially love State of Grace, so I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you got to really enjoy some nine, and you came up with these totally on your own. So I would love to hear the nines. I wanted you to have full access to this, of course.
Yes, I chose Sweeter Than Fiction, which is from like a movie, I think. Like it's not even from an album. And then Come In With the Rain. And I chose Sweeter Than Fiction partly because my mom has in her glow guides the 9-9 pairing of Sweeter Than Fiction. And I think that's like so cute and perfect for it. And also I think it's just like a sweet song. I often overlook it, and nines often get overlooked. So I think it was just a cute one to like bring up, you know. And then Come In With the Rain is like definitely like the lament of the nines because she's saying, I'm too tired to keep doing this. I'm just gonna hope you come in with the rain. And if not, like I guess I'll be sad. Like she's like, I can't handle this emotion anymore. I'm genuinely tired. So it's I thought it was a good one for nines. And it's both of those are like super underrated songs. So
Thank you. Oh, I love the reason behind it. See, that is so beautiful. And the dreamscape, fever dreamishness of them. See, I do listen. So thank you, Melody, so much for being here with us. This was awesome to have you. Seriously, you have wisdom on so many levels, and you help our nines to be remembered, and you have a lot of information about Taylor Swift, more than we could have said here. But you guys, make sure that you, if you want more time with E&M, that you join our certification course. There are a few Taylor Swift references in there. Did you notice that?
Yes, there definitely are.
Yeah, I was like, we are
Grateful.
going deep and we are getting serious, and we just need our little bits of lightness too. So that is in the show notes for you guys too. But make sure you continue to hang out with us all week on Instagram for more Taylor Swift fun in between these Grammy Super Bowl or whenever you're listening, and grab everything you need if you just want to get on Spotify and get to your playlist. You're listening to one like Taylor Swift poetry right now, aren't
Yeah,
you? So
it's a really good one. Yeah.
yes. Oh my gosh. Well, have fun, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.